Stop! We need to stop! That's it, everyone. We've done our best. I'm calling it. It's 4:17. I open my eyes. A raindrop hits my left eye, dead center. I shut both eyes quickly. Careful now, I squint out. The rain keeps coming. Water bombs dropping out of a grey sky. There's stuff in my mouth. Mud. Gravel. I turn my head and spit. There's a face a meter from mine. Hair plastered onto his forehead in glistening snakes. Mouth. Thin lips slightly apart. A trickle of water spilling out of the corner. Pale skin. Streaked with mud. Eyes closed. Stunted eyelashes forming two stubby lines. It's my face. Something buzzes from his feet up his legs, past his waist, up to his shoulders. The hand, tugging on the zip, pauses for a second, and then finishes the job, closing the bag right up. A sleeping bag. They've put him in a sleeping bag because he's asleep. But there's no gap in this bag. They've sealed him in. How's he going to breathe? They'll do me next. I know they will. But I'm not asleep. I'm awake. Don't zip me in. I can hear the words in my head, but my lips aren't moving. Don't zip me in. My voice trying to get out, strangled in my throat. Someone grabs my legs. Someone else grabs my arms. It's my turn. They're going to put me in a bag. They're going to zip me in. I try to put up a fight, but my arms and legs are just too heavy. I can't do a thing. Can't move. Can't speak. Can't think straight. I'm on some sort of board now, being bumped off the ground and into a van. The doors slam shut. We're leaving him behind. But no, the door's yanked open again. That'll be him now. Footsteps. Grunts as they lift him in. I look across. If the bag's still done up, I'll try to find my voice, ask him to unzip him a bit, so I can see his face, so he can get some air. But it's not him. There's a girl in here now. She's looking right at me. Her makeup smeared down her face from her eyes, like she's melting.